Hello, everyone. We are Day One Update back again with another podcast. And today we're going to be talking about Hero, the Hero movie, Boku no Hero Academia, the movie. I don't know what the English name is. Futari no Hero.
Two heroes.
That's what it's called? Two heroes?
Two heroes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because there are two heroes in the movie.
I was just looking it up and looking up some information on this movie. And the director is Kenji Nagasaki, who was a director who also did the original first three series of the show, which I found surprising. And I also looked up just to make sure that key animator for is Kenji Takase, who did not do any of the other hero shows, so if that answers your questions as well.
Yeah.
Because so I know a lot of us had gripes with
the guy. By the way, hi guys. That's loud, right? Yeah, okay, I'll fix that, my bad. No, it's loud for you, fool, not here.
The headphones are always off.
I know. By the way, hi, we're Day One Update. My name's Air. That's Gurkamo.
And I'm Gulsar, the death one.
And continuing on.
Okay.
So, before we get ahead of ourselves, the reason why we're talking about the staff first and the animators is because, wow, I don't think any of us were very impressed with this. And we all very much love the show. And
yeah, we're huge fans of the show as well. This is not just because we're not big fans of the show. Me and Guzar also are caught up with the manga, and we regularly keep up with it. We are huge fans of the series.
And Air is also with us, like, watching every episode as they come out.
Yep.
He's just not an avid manga reader.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't do the manga.
Yeah, it took him a while to get to One Piece manga. He was sticking with the One Piece anime.
It took us 3 years to convince him to start reading. Yeah.
And even then, they failed. The only reason I read it is because I was going to Japan and I was afraid for spoilers.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with the discussion. So, overall impressions, I think we already discussed it. We weren't very happy with it. There were some parts of it. It did have the hero feel, but it's just some parts of it were just kind of off.
Yeah, it very much to me felt like it's just, you know, the old school cash grab kind of show. Like, I know it's canon. Like, Horikoshi, the author, the creator of Hero Academia, he said he's not going to put out anything that contradicts Two Heroes, the movie. But it feels very much just like it's canon in name only, but it's realistically, you could live without it. And honestly, I'd prefer thinking of it as non-canon because...
I don't think it really mattered if it was canon or not.
Yeah. No, a lot of people do think that because it's canon, it's going to have the same the same seal of quality. It's going to be just as good as the other hero stuff, which it very much is not.
It is canon, right?
It's canon. I would not recommend it to anybody who...
If it is canon, there are some parts of the movie that I have issues with then. Like, the issues are a lot more prevalent now.
Yeah.
Considering it's canon.
It does contradict a lot of character motivations and things like that.
So the movie did get good reviews.
Yeah.
However, when we watched it, we did not think so.
I did go into the movie thinking it was going to be good because I wouldn't say I had high expectations, but I knew that a lot of people were happy and a lot of fans were happy, and I'm a fan, so I might be happy with this movie. And I was not, unfortunately. It had a lot of bad things in it.
All right, so let's go into some topics. So, like, first thing I want to talk about is, I guess, the setup of the movie and how they set up the whole the convention that they have this whole thing at, and, like, how they brought in the characters and stuff that we all have issues with.
So, yeah, the basic premise is there's a traveling island of scientists. It's a manufactured island. It goes around whatever, and it's near Japan one day, and on board is a couple of scientists from All Might's past. And All Might invites Deku, and All Might and Deku... go to the island and meet the scientist of All Might's past.
Spoilers.
I won't go too much. I won't go too much into spoilers, but
no, we go on in spoilers. Every time we do this, we go into spoilers. So we're going into spoilers. We warn people.
Basically, we know why Deku's there. He's there because All Might invites him. But then, surprise, surprise, we can't have a Hero Academia movie without some best girls. So all the girls are there because Yariozu is rich and she had tickets. All right, cool.
She brought everyone.
Oh, but wait, there's Kaminari and Mineta, the characters that nobody likes. They're there because...
they got a job as as waiters or something.
They got part-time jobs on this traveling island.
Okay. I find that funny how, like, that was the part-time job they went for, not a part-time job in an island where they live.
Why would they out of country to work a part-time waiter job?
You're losing more money, I'm assuming, traveling there.
But it doesn't matter because every single character, or at least every single character in the Deku's class, is there, even if they're just really brief cameos for whatever reason, they're there for their own reasons. So it very much would be, if Deku was not invited by All Might, he would be the only 1A student not there. Because keep in mind, Deku didn't know everybody else was showing up. So we had, Kirishima show up.
Everybody was there. Everybody.
Yeah, Kirishima showed up. He tagged along with Bakugo. Mm-hmm. Okay, but would Ida not want to invite Deku as his plus one or something like that, so he wouldn't feel left out?
So why was Ida there?
I think he was representing his family, the Ingenium family.
Yeah, like all the reasons were just kind of like, it just seemed like last minute reasons they came up to get them there.
In the final battle, we just see characters that we hadn't seen throughout the entire movie in their hotel room on this island. Is there something going on? There are some characters like Aoyama and Koda, the guy who talks to the animals. Mm-hmm. They don't show up until the credit sequence. Yeah. They don't even have a single frame of animation in the movie itself. It's so contrived. I would have rather had a movie without a bunch of the 1A students. Like, I know you can't have a Hero Academia movie without Todoroki, but it just made it a weaker movie, flat out. Yeah. I would have loved a smaller scale where a third of the movie wasn't just focused on pulling out reasons out of your butt to get
in there. I think the only one that made sense for them to be there, I think Bakugo's reason, like, because he won the cultural festival.
So he was invited.
That makes sense. Like, maybe he got a reward and it makes sense that he got there. But the other reasons were just like, all right, so we need to get them there somehow. Let's just think of some random reasons. It's like the last minute thing before they released it. It seemed like that they thought of.
I feel like, one, we're taking too much time on the reasons. Let's move on. And two, I don't think the reasons were that big of a deal. Right,
it was just frustrating to watch.
It took me out of the movie. Yeah, for sure. What did you want to talk about next?
Animation. Yeah, I think that's the biggest part.
The biggest issue I had with the movie was the animation. I feel like the show, in its worst moments, have better animation than some of the best moments in this show.
So yeah, honestly, I would kind of I would kind of agree. There are some scenes where they had a lot of motion. Like, I remember a scene where I think Melissa, the character exclusive to this movie, she turned around to pick up an item, turned back around, and that was like a fluid, amazing thing. I'm like, oh well, yeah, this is a movie. It's going to have fluid animation. But then other moments, like when they get to the big fight scenes and like the actual plot starts, like 2/3 in the movie, that just looked bad. Like, everybody complained about the first half of season 3 before United States of Smash. Like, that, I felt like it was at that level of animation sometimes.
Yeah. There's a lot of the idle scenes where, like, it's mostly conversations going on. Like, I guess it makes sense where the animation should just drop in quality a bit there.
But I don't expect characters to have, like, wonky eyes.
Yeah, like this is a movie, though, right?
Yeah, so, that's
like,
the
you
thing.
Would consider that it would have better animation. Some of the idle scenes on the show had better animations than some of the idle scenes in the movie, which makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, even
for a movie, it's a movie. You need better production. I was expecting more from it than what I got. Like, there was full on like fight scenes where, like, that guy with the scissor hands, or I mean the sharp knife cones, whatever he had on his hands.
You remember? Oh, the cone guy.
Remember his hands can turn into these like sharp cones.
Is he the only person who didn't have a helmet?
I think he was the second in command, right?
Which he was when he fought or whatever. He was drawn the worst. Yeah. Like, his hands, his weapons were drawn the worst. I'm like, why?
And honestly, on that topic of fight scenes, I get that Hero Academia was never big on fight scenes. Like, the big fight scene that we all love is United States Smash, which is ultimately just one punch. Mm-hmm. It's the storytelling and the thematic presence and the character motivations behind these fight scenes is what we're in love with. These fight scenes didn't have that. It was the final fight scene was essentially this big CG monster. All Might and Deku run up to fly at it, essentially, and give it one big, huge punch. Yeah. And
even the main villain, like, when he used his abilities, it seemed like they didn't put too much effort into what his abilities. It just looked like strings of spaghetti coming out of the ground.
Yeah. Also, I want to speak to that. If there is an OVA, a prequel to the whole show that came out during the same time the movie did.
It's called My Hero Academia: All Might Rising. It's a 3-minute prequel. It essentially details why All Might went to America
how he knows these people
and it showed a little bit of Nana Shimamura at the end of her storyline.
Mm-hmm. And it showed All For One, right? Doing an attack.
Doing All For One stuff.
Right? Doing All For One stuff. There is a moment in that OVA at the very end where you see like a spaghetti monster, like he has tendrils coming out of the ground, right? They try to mimic that with the bad guy in the movie in its final battle scene. And I thought they did that terribly.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
Because they
I didn't notice that.
They, oh, yeah. Because they slow down on All for One and you see the whole scene and the destruction, right? Mm-hmm. They did the exact same thing. They slowed down for whatever this guy's name was, right? Who cares? Not important.
It was a pun on metal.
Yeah. Whatever his name. And
so sad.
Exactly. And he had the tendrils coming out of the ground. He looked like what All for One sort of did, but he wasn't menacing at all like how All for One was, right? And it was just like, it was badly done. First of all For One would destroy this guy.
And honestly, you know what? What was his powers? Because we were told, oh yeah, like in the very, in the third to last scene, we're like, oh yeah, he has power of metal. So Magneto and stuff. All right, that's pretty cool. That's pretty unique. And then suddenly he starts pulling out Full Metal Alchemist transmutation stuff out of
some
his
of
butt.
It didn't even look like metal. It looked like he was pulling up cement or something. Like,
yeah, it, like he might as well have clapped his hands, thrown it on the floor, and had a pillar of, you know, magic wall.
His yeah, like unless the whole building was made out of metal. Which,
well, it, makes you know, no it sense. Was. It, well, here, the building probably was made out of metal because entirely? It's manufactured. I don't know.
Entirely out of metal? That's.
Not, I'm trying know. To give it the benefit of the doubt, but I don't think it's worth it. And can we also talk about the characters themselves? They're like.
Okay, yeah. So I want to talk about the characters, and
Wolfram, by the way, is the name of the villain. Do you remember that ever being that? Said?
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
Remember, their name is familiar, but mostly because of university and using Wolfram Alpha to use my calculations.
That doesn't count. But yeah.
About the characters and the fact that they're all on the island. I want to go back to that point, right?
I was talking about the movie exclusive characters.
So yeah, we could talk about that too. But one of the biggest downside to them being all on the island is that they were forcibly shoehorned in every fight scene. Like, what's her name? Uraka. I can never say her name.
Just say Ochako.
Ochako, right?
You said it wrong again. Ochako.
Oh, Ochako.
He's terrible with names, by the way.
Yeah, well, who cares? Right? Anyways, the fact that she had to be there for one scene to lift Deku up.
Which he could have easily just jumped to.
Yeah, like, yeah, or he could have. Yeah, he could have jumped there. Todoroki could have made a bridge or something. Like there was no reason for that, and she messed it up.
It was mostly because of jealousy. Yeah, and cater towards the shippers.
It was very much because we can't have this movie without the main heroine. Which yeah. Yes, you totally could. You know, like okay, Bakugo and Todoroki are there. What did they do? They just fought some no-name grunts, and then they just came. Okay, yeah. They didn't contribute. Ida, what did Ida do?
He kicked robots.
What did Ida ever do?
Convenient. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They just put them there. Even in the final fight, they didn't really contribute too much other than being going like, go do it.
There was some contributions. Like Jiro, she used her quirk in like, she actually had play in this movie. Like she used her quirk to like spy on the villains.
And the whole stealth approach, she was very helpful in that.
Because they literally snuck up the building with her quirk. And there was a lot of moments where they just like, characters would just look at each other. And they would telepathically like have conversations.
Yeah,
nod.
Yeah. When did that happen?
It was a very big thing in this movie.
It happened like 3 times.
Happened a lot.
3 or 4 times. Yeah.
It was just like
it happened with
All Might to Deku, maybe because they're close. But like then it was just random characters.
All Might and Dave.
Yeah.
All Might and Deku. Todoroki and
was it Bakugo?
No, that girl, the one that could transmute stuff.
Oh,
her body.
Oh yeah, Yarozu. Yeah, they did have
them, right? There was another one with, I believe, Bakugo, right?
Wasn't there one with Melissa, too? Melissa and Deku or something like that?
Yeah, there was one with the
who even cares?
Which is very funny, because, like, it makes sense if it was really close character, but like, this is with everyone.
Yeah, I just met you yesterday.
I was like, their movements and their, like, facial expressions didn't even change. Like, it was just like...
Keep in mind, all like, the students...
Slight nodding.
All the students have only been classmates for, like, 2 months. By the point of this movie.
Yeah.
Only 2 months have passed since they first met.
Yeah, because this is before season 3, right?
Yeah, between season 2 and 3.
One thing I also really wanted to talk about was the technology, the use of the technology in this movie. Yeah. So, like, if you watch the movie, they introduced something called the Full Gauntlet. I think it was called the Full Gauntlet. Where, like, it could withstand a full punch of Deku's powers or whatever at 100% 3 times.
All Might's.
Oh, yeah.
All Might's.
3 times.
3 times.
So
Deku used it at least 7 times in the movie, by the way.
I'm really curious as to why. So All Might never had problems with
he never had problems with it. Yeah,
so why would you need a gauntlet that can stay on his hands for 3 punches when he has no okay, well,
and he's done more than 100% before with no issues.
I guess you can argue like, oh, it can block swords and stuff like that, but that's never been a problem.
Yeah,
you know, maybe it's like, oh, well, it's good for everybody who can, like, you know, punch up to All Might's power.
I do like the fact that they make technology for support, mm-hmm. right? But then we already have a character in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. The support girl.
Okay, why, whatever her name, why
wouldn't she there?
Yeah, why wouldn't Hajime, yeah. right?
I think she would have the biggest reason to be there.
You shoehorn every other character in from the show into that movie except the one person who actually has a reason to be there.
Right. And not only that, the characters who show up, their motivations kind of just get thrown out the window. Like, mm-hmm. Ida, it's like, at season 3, Ida was saying, you know what, we can't interfere. We are not equipped to interfere. And in this movie, he's like, yeah, sure, I guess. I mean, roughly, whatever.
Yeah.
Deku himself, he was very much, like, his whole point in season 3 was, all right, we're going to go in. We have to find a way to avoid fighting. And in this movie, which takes place before that whole debate, was, all right, we're definitely not going to fight. I already know that revelation. But with let's fight anyway by the end of the movie. Because, of course, it's a movie, you're going to fight. Mm-hmm. A lot of the motivations just kind of get hampered. Like I get that the events themselves won't be contradicted, but I feel like a lot of the characters were betrayed. Not betrayed, but their motivations were kind of contradictory.
Also, since this is canon, where is their punishment for using their quirks to fight?
They're not in Japan. They're not beholden to Japan.
No, because they said we're not allowed to.
Yeah,
and then literally within 5 minutes, they're like, screw it.
Let's do it.
Not Japan. Technically not Japan.
But like, the thing
does that mean Mineta and Kaminari would have to get like workers' international?
Oh my God. Visas? Thank you. Thank you for bringing up Mineta. Right? Mineta, the most useless person.
He did stuff.
He helped climb the building.
He was so useful.
He climbed a vent and then scaled a wall.
He did like 2-3 things in the movie, which saved all of them.
I'd still rather he died. If he died in this movie and then season 3 comes and there's no Mineta, I'll be like, yeah, okay.
Where's the
I accept the movie.
Where's the dumb electric guy?
Kaminari.
He did his ultimate attack and it just bounced off and he was just there to be dead weight for the rest of the movie.
Mineta had to save him.
Yeah.
So
I think one of my biggest issues with that is because they had the technology. Okay, the full gauntlet. I'm going back to that for a bit. So they had the full gauntlet that you could do full 3 times. That's extremely useful for Deku. Why is it so difficult to make more of those for Deku to use in the actual show?
Exactly.
Like, if they introduce such a huge technology in the movie that's not going to be used in the show in any time in the future because we read the manga,
I'd rather.
Why would they risk introducing this?
I get that they wanted because
Deku had to switch his just fighting style too.
Yeah, but it's just since it's canon, that also makes this issue a lot more bigger. You can't just go with the excuse that's non-canon anymore.
I get that they just wanted him to have a 100% punch with All Might because the entire premise of the movie is just, hey, we wanted to see All Might and Deku fight together because they never get to do that in the main series. But just have his arm injured, man.
Yeah, but even then, that's a huge plot point. They fought together. They did the exact same attack. They both said Detroit Smash.
Well,
right? Or whatever it was.
Okay, so I don't think Deku ever says Smash out loud. He always says it internally, but if he ever does, then it's like he's an All Might wannabe.
Mm-hmm. But during the final moment, your last punch, where they both punched together at the same time, they did the exact same move. I'm pretty sure he shouted it out too with All Might.
Like hyper double Detroit Smash.
Yeah.
Something that has to do with Smash.
Right? And everybody was like, okay, yeah, they're not the same.
Yeah,
it's that I'm willing to forgive because it just All Might so far just seemingly has a superpower quirk and it's a common quirk. There's super strength is a pretty common quirk. Hell, Sugar Man has that. As long as he eats sugar, he could do the same stuff, I imagine.
Well, not to the same degree, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but you're totally right on the full gauntlet thing. It just all right. So what's the point of Deku training if technology exactly will just fix things? Like, screw it.
I think they just made it a huge. I just think they added a whole big issue with introducing that type of technology to this movie. That's not going to be in the show.
I wish there was stuff like.
Well,
I wish
they did introduce it in season 3, whereas the support girl made gauntlets or whatever they are for his feet.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
But that doesn't
prevent him from breaking his feet,
and he still has to keep things under 20, like under 10% of his power. I will say this: what do you guys wish the movie did? What would you rather have had? Because personally,
better animation.
I would have rather had less side characters.
Yeah, same here. I would just
focus on the main characters. Like Dave's motivations, I didn't have that many issues with. It's actually kind of interesting.
Just came too late.
It came really late, but it wasn't it made sense, yeah. I would say.
Because the entire time it's like, okay, Dave, this Dave guy is clearly going to be a villain. He's clearly going to be a traitor. And the entire time you're like, all right, when's he going to turn? And then when he explained why he turned, it's like, okay, yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if you had hinted at this earlier, more than just seeing his body be injured, then I think that would have been better.
Yeah, also the technology he created for the final guy to take it over and become a big baddie, right? I feel like that gimmick, that technology is such a non-canon thing, right? It was perfect for the movie.
Yeah.
But if the movie's going to be canon, then that technically canon as well.
And that's what I'm kind of like upset about, because if this movie is canon, then you're going to want it to be vital, mandatory watching, like just as mandatory as watching the tournament arc in season two, you know? I would have rather had little to no side characters, just be Deku, All Might. Then you have room to expand on this Melissa character, because she had no character. She was just there to be there and be smart and computer and techie. And she had no actual unique personality. Even Dave,
we barely saw him in the movie.
Yeah, like I would have rather had more of that, more All Might past and more Deku All Might connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like them bonding and stuff like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would have loved like a more personal story. That would have been fantastic.
It just felt like a filler episode, basically. Like
honestly, you know those filler episodes in season two or three or whatever, like we had a couple, like the intern arc and the saving the or solving the bank crime, whatever. Those were more entertaining.
Those were better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, so that's our impressions of Hero the movie. And I know it's really widely reviewed as a really good movie, I guess, but like, I don't know, we just didn't feel that way.
I feel like it was good for an anime movie.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in that caveat. It should just be a good movie. It should be worth my time.
And those are our impressions. I don't know. If you guys agree with us, then that's great. If you guys don't, then that's your opinion. Like, you guys could have your own opinion if you like it or not. Anyways, that's it for today.
Doesn't matter to us if you're wrong.
And I think we're done now. Anyway, see you guys later.